People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
I need you to ask yourself a serious question. How bad do you want it?
And every day, every single day, gives you that new opportunity. Get up and get after it. Every day, every single day is a new beginning. So take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. It's a new day. A new opportunity.
There is no passion to be found in settling for a life that is less than the one that you are capable of living. Rise and grind.
No one is going to create the future that you want for you.
Just needs you to be 1% better than you were yesterday. If you can be 1% better than you were yesterday, you're making progress.
You're not putting forth 120%. You're not all in. If you get to that point where you do exactly what you say you're going to do, you're going to get to the next level. All right, so let's get started.
See, people who have something to look forward to don't need an alarm clock.
At the end of the day, you can listen to a million motivational speeches, but you are going to have to wake up and make a decision to get it done.
It is not life that's holding you back. You just gotta be a little bit tougher than your circumstances. There are gonna be times that you're gonna wanna give up, but you don't have the permission to do so.
Those 15 minutes are not worth the rest of your life. Those 15 minutes are not worth you slipping down the chart. That is not worth it.
You're focused on the risk more than you are the reward. You're focused on the pain of the process more than you are the glory on the other side.
Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it.
And I'm asking you, what do you see in the future for you? What brought you here today? What caused you to get up?
The sacrifices, the tears, the late nights, the early mornings, all of it will be worth it.
So you know, one of your biggest problems is that you keep thinking that there is another you. And for me, I started to accomplish more than I ever have in my life when I realized that there's nobody like me, and there's nobody that can do what I can do. You have to come to the resolve today, now, that you don't need anyone's permission to make your dream a reality.
And it may not always go the way you want, but at the end of the day, you have to understand that there's a reason for you. And there's a reason why things happen. Once those things have been figured out, now you're going to move on to purpose. Purpose has already been written. It has a bottom line to it. There is no, was this supposed to happen? There was no coincidence attached to it. It was meant to be. It is gonna happen no matter what you think, no matter how any of us feel in this world. Purpose has already been made.
See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home and go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care that my son's father went to prison. The human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. You may have been molested, or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow?
Every room you walk into, you show up and you show out and you leave it all on the table. Remember your passions. When you don't see a light at the end of your tunnel, you gotta remember the light that is burning inside of you that nobody is able to put out. There is not a person on this planet that can stop you.
I know there are a lot of people out there that always seem that they want to go back or saying that they have to get back to something. The goal is to move forward. Don't ever get yourself in a position where you feel you have to always go back or saying that you have to get back to doing what you used to do or getting back to what you had before or whatever. The goal is to move forward. The best thing you can do is try your very best not to fall off track.
There are three types of people in this world. There are people who watch things happen. There are people who wonder what happened. And there are people who make things happen. You got to determine which person you are. You can make a wish or you can make it happen. You must first believe that you can, that you will, that you must, when you are no longer willing to tolerate being in the room of failure. Then that's when you're going to break free.
See, either you don't want to be as great as you really are, and you're trying to dim your light so that others won't feel insecure about themselves in your presence. And so you keep playing at 79 watts when you know you're supposed to shine at 159 watts. And you keep checking the temperature of the room to see what the room can handle versus just giving the room you and letting them, if your light's too bright, then let them put on some shades. Can you give yourself permission to live in the duality of your imperfections and your smallness and what you're learning and what you still have to learn and your greatness and your brilliance and your light? Can you allow them to coexist and then serve them up to the world? To love you, to see you, to inhale you, to judge you, to leave you, to love you. Some of us are just as afraid of being loved as we are to be left.
Get up, work hard, put some effort into what you want out of life, because all you have is you. All you have is what you have inside. Don't wait for somebody to tell you what to do. You know what you need to do. Get out there and get it done, because that's ultimately what it's going to take. You have to have the courage, the will, and everything you have inside to get to the level and beyond the level you want to be.
As long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope in your heart.
Ask yourself, what's my dream? What's my dream?
You think you're just here to work on a job? Pay the bills, keep a roof over your head, a car note, and then die? Come on, give me a break. Raise the bar on yourself. Challenge yourself. Decide you're not going to be the same person. I want you to have the mindset that you're going to live an expanded vision of yourself. And you're going to go all in.
I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. Keep a no-excuse mentality. Then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. I never get turned off every single day. I want my destiny. I want my dream.
You got to have this vision of yourself beyond your circumstances. You've got to see yourself every day. I can do this. I can make this happen. I'm blessed and highly favored. Good things are supposed to happen to me. You've got to see yourself every day and get out of your mind those old thoughts, that old belief system. Every day you've got to sell yourself on that it's possible. See, let me share something with you. The easiest thing I've ever done was to earn $1 million. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe it could happen to me.
We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere. If these things are going to happen, we've got to stop habitually gravitating to excuse. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got a test to pass. You've got dots to connect, rooms to walk in, stages to stand on, and tables to sit down at.
But you got to put a new mind in you. You got to get out of your mind. You got to begin to restructure your thinking.
I'm ready to do this for my family. I'm ready to do this for my mother. I'm ready to win for my father. I'm ready to make history and ready to do something that nobody ever thought I could do.
And we mistake the fact that we're supposed to be comfortable 24/7. Well, let me tell you something. Comfortable is equivalent to complacent.
It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort.
I choose not to be a common man. It's my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I want to take the calculated risk. To dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence. The thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. It's my heritage to stand erect, proud and unafraid, to face the world boldly and say, this I have done.
Who doubt you? I'm worried when you doubt you. Because when you doubt you, you can't get nothing done. When you doubt you, every little thing that gets in your way turns you back. When you doubt you, all of a sudden things just seem to be harder. But out of everybody who doubts you, you can't doubt you. You got to believe in you. You got to believe in your ability. You got to believe that you can win.
We get one opportunity to come this way. We get one shot. We got one life to live. Life is too short to make excuses.
So I just came to talk to the game changers and to the change agents who are willing to confront any part of you that's not speaking to your madly, wildly amazing future.
When somebody is in love with who they've been called to become, what they've been called to fulfill, what they've been destined to do, there is no day off.
I'm telling you, don't wait another moment. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another minute.
It's lonely. It's challenging. It requires discipline. It requires perseverance. It's a mindset. It's not over until I win.
People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuses. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that has a dream.
I am ready. Come on, come on. I am ready. Come on, let me hear you. I am ready. One more time. I am ready.
The pen has always been in your hand. I say write a story that's going to be damn good to read. And ask yourself, what's my dream? What are you willing to do that you've never done before? What are you willing to say that you've never said before?
When you live like a warrior, you are vigilant, you are courageous, you take initiative, you're ambitious, you have an expanded vision of yourself. You're going to take some chances on you. You're going to bet on you. You don't settle for any and everything when you're a warrior. And you got to be in fight mode. You got to be ready to fight. Life is a fight for territory. Once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over.
This is the year for reset. This is the year for restart. This is the year for reignite. This is the year for repeat the things that you love. This is the year for recommit. This is the year for redesign. This is the year for re-engage. This is the year for restart. This is that year.
Fight like a warrior and die a legend.
Rise and grind. You can't lay around a 12 each and every day and expect greatness to come your way. It don't work like that. So you get out of this life exactly what you put into this life.
Control, Alt, Delete. Control yourself, alter your thinking, and delete negativity. Period. It's about manifestation. What have I been destined to become? Wake up! There's always another level.
Life is not responsible for how you take care of your own mindset. Life is not responsible for you having a positive attitude. You're not dead. You still have life. Your heart is still beating. And the journey must continue. Stop drowning and learn how to swim. Don't blame life because you fall down. Don't blame life because that relationship didn't work out. Don't blame life because that job did not turn out. It is not life that's holding you back. You just gotta be a little bit tougher than your circumstances. You can't concern yourself about things that you have no control over.
What are you made of? What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are the skill sets? Come on, start to write down the vision. What are your goals? What are your financial goals? What are your relational goals? What are your spiritual goals? Come on, start thinking about these things. You're still alive for a reason. Somebody died today, but you're still here listening. In this very moment, you have an opportunity. Seize the opportunity.
When you take that kind of action, when you have that dedication, when you show that kind of passion, when you put in that kind of work, you can't help but win. Because limits exist only in the mind.
You will meet many challenges. Many things will come at you. There are going to be times that you're going to want to give up, but you don't have the permission to do so. You must carry on the good fight. What good is your greatness if you don't stand on it? How can you hold on to who you really are inside if you let everything else tell you that you're not worthy?
And you got two options. You can give up or get up. This is your day. Get up and beat yourself from yesterday. What are you made of? What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are the skill sets? Come on, start to write down the vision.
I need you to rise and grind. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I said it all starts with your mindset. See, the true definition of mindset is the driving force in the quest for success and achievement. A mindset that combines discipline, strength, confidence, and ambition is a powerful mindset.
Be faithful. Be productive. Put away the destructive mindset. Let the world know that you matter. Believe in every step that you take.
I know you've got some doubt and you've got some uncertainty and you hate the image that you see in the mirror and you hate the way your money looks and your relationships look and people that you've given your all to keep walking out on you. I know you feel stuck in reverse. I know you feel like you're underpaid and undervalued and overlooked. But listen, this is the day that everything changes. Get up, rise and grind. Get up and get after it.
That's what's gonna separate you from the pack. You're not scared to get uncomfortable. Rise and grind and wake up with a renewed spirit. Wake up with a renewed passion.
Just needs you to be 1% better than you were yesterday. If you can be 1% better than you were yesterday, you're making progress. Michael Jordan has a $2 billion net worth. That's beautiful. But what was the cost for all of that? How did he win games? How did he win championships? How hard did he practice? How crazy was his faith? How many vacations did Michael Jordan have to turn down? How many parties did he have to walk out of? How many people had to be amputated out of his life? Everybody wants to celebrate the $2 billion evaluation of his enterprise. But it came at a cost. It came with some sleepless nights. It came with some long practices.
It came with a lot of no's. No, I can't do the party. No, I'm not gonna do the drinking. No, I'm not connecting with them. No, I don't need that circle. No, it came with a lot of no's. It came with a lot of sacrifice. It comes with a lot of rejecting. It comes with a lot of awareness of what is not serving the vision. Had a temperature of over 100 degrees and won the game over the Jazz in 95, a champion. But he sacrificed comfort. He sacrificed convenience. He had to sacrifice and reject the voices in his head that said, you're crazy, you're sick, you need to rest, you need to sit down.
If I'm going to seek success, I've got to define what sacrifices are required in order to step into it. I cannot have it. I will not see it until I've counted up the cost. You'll find yourself connected to 100 people that think they know what you should be doing to get where you're supposed to be. And so I've got to begin to shut the mouths of the people that don't know the cost, the price that I have to pay. You may have paid that, but I may not have to pay that price. I can learn from your mistakes. I don't have to fall down the same ditches you fell down. I don't have to flop down the same stairs you flopped down. That's your price. That's your cost. I've got another way. I've got a different mentality. I just may be a little bit more creative than you. I just may be a little bit more innovative. I just may have more faith than you. I don't have to fall like you fell. I don't have to hurt like you hurt. I can look up and get up. When did you get to the point where you snapped so easily? When you let go so easily? When you gave up so easily? I know what it's like to feel like, if I keep going, I'm going to waste my time. We all get to this point in our life where we ask ourselves the question, what have I held on to that should have been amputated? All of us are holding on to something that is familiar and we are comfortable, and it has become our paradigm, our pattern, our way of life. And if we're honest, we can't see ourselves without this thing. I don't know what it is for you. Everybody's got a different thing, person, place, something that needs to be amputated out of our life. Cut off that's no longer serving us. And so my question to you really is, I know you have your eyes on success, the end game, the trophy, but what conveniences haven't we let go of that have become cancerous to us? If we're honest, we should be able to write out a whole list of things that we're not doing that we were destined to do, but our forward motion has been halted by something. Are you willing to confess to yourself, what haven't you been willing to surrender? Why is it that you think what's killing you is helping you? You're bleeding out. You're directionless. You don't even have an idea where you are. And you're so comfortable, yet you're so annoyed because there's something deep down on the inside of you that knows that you're not where you're supposed to be. And so now we've got to start talking about the things that we need to sacrifice. What is it that needs to be amputated that I thought was assigned to be an aid to me, that I thought was a help, that I thought was an assignment, is actually my assassin? It's the things in our life that we think are helping us, that we're assigned to, that are oftentimes assigned to kill us. What have you clinged to that should have been amputated years ago? I don't know what it is. You know, I don't have to know. You need to know. Is it laziness? Is it procrastination? Is it ego? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it rejection? Is it abandonment? Is it just pain? I mean, what is it? What is it? Why? Haven't you been able to succeed in specific areas that you've set out to conquer, that you've set out to dominate, that you've set out to be the best? Why is it that you haven't been able to succeed? Why? Ask yourself these questions. And what haven't you been willing to sacrifice? We all know the list. There's no time to get amnesia now. We all know the list of things we gotta sacrifice. Are we gonna have immediate gratification and long-term dysfunction? Or are we gonna have long-term gratification and short-term discomfort?
If you're suffering terribly, there's two options in front of you in some sense. One is you're suffering terribly and it's unjust, and you're suffering terribly because the cosmos itself. The other possibility is You're suffering at least in part because you're not everything you could be.
Most of us, we live in a box and we don't want to go outside that box at all, ever. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves.
And there is a literature too that suggests that people are a lot more unhappy when they look back on their lives about the things they didn't do than they are about the mistakes they made while they were doing things. And so that's really worth thinking about too, because there's redemptive mistakes. And a redemptive mistake would be a mistake that you make when you go out and try to do something. You know, you think, okay, I'm going to try to do this. And you're not good at it. You make a bunch of mistakes. It's like, what's the consequence if you pay attention? Is you're not quite so stupid anymore. That's the thing, is you've been informed by the results of your errors. Take some stumbling steps towards it. And as you take stumbling steps towards it, you become illuminated and enlightened and informed because of the nature of your experience, because you're pushing yourself beyond where you are and you're going into the country that you have not yet been in. And you learn something. And so if you stand still, you fall backwards. You cannot stand still because the world moves away from you if you stand still. And there's no stasis. There's only backwards. And so if you're not moving forwards, then you're moving backwards. And that's more of the underlying truth of the Matthew principle. To those who have everything, more will be given. From those who have nothing, everything will be taken.
Everybody wants to get to a place. Very few are willing to sacrifice to get there. Everything that has happened that's been good to me is slow. If you actually thought about your life in a 50-year window or an 80-year window, you would slow down. Everybody wants to succeed so fast because they want to prove something to somebody else.
I started down the road of, instead of the path of least resistance, I started choosing the path of most resistance to prepare myself for the journey that was coming my way.
Wow. And most kids don't prepare themselves for the most resistance.
No.
They want to get out of things.
They want to get out of things.
Get off the hook.
Right.
Don't put in the extra reps.
Right.
They want the easiest path to get to the top, right?
Right, exactly. We believe, like so many people, before I give them a workout plan, they're talking about recovery. Everybody that hears me speak, they want to go straight to recovery. Work out first. Work out first before you talk to me about recovery.
How to recover, yeah.
Work out first. You know, they want to put you in a box. They want to put a title on you. No, you're putting a title on me to make yourself feel better about yourself. I made this person. I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me. Because now they're yours. They're yours to own. If you're not smart, call yourself dumb. It's okay, because you are. But take that now as you're putting yourself down. If you're fat, call yourself fat. I used to be 300 pounds. Mm. We want to talk so soft to ourselves. We're looking for that recovery day. And that recovery day is everything in your life. Everything in your life is a recovery day. We're looking for it. It's not coming. It's not coming. Mm. Get over that recovery day. And that's the mentality I took with me. When you start to build yourself up, and start to have the one thing that we don't have is confidence.
Yep.
Real, authentic confidence from hard work. Everything else goes away. You no longer look to other people for your self-esteem.
For validation.
That's right.
Sure, yeah.
You now know. I walk in the room now and I know the hours and years and decades I put into David Goggins. That's something, it's not on the wall. It's not a trophy on the wall. It's not a medal on your neck. I don't care how you perceive David Goggins. Because through my journey, I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was
money.
I thought it was money. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself.
You can't say there's certain dreams and goals, there are things you want to have and things you want to be if you are still average. You got to get to the point where you get allergic to average. You don't think average. You don't perform average. Listen to me. When I tell you success and average have absolutely nothing to do with each other, this is what I'm telling you. Your boss can't stand average. Your coach can't stand average. Your teacher can't stand average. Your spouse, listen to me, your mama might put up with it. Your daddy might put up with it. But listen to me very closely. Nobody really likes average. because average attracts average.
You can't help it that you suffer from ambition. You can't help it that you suffer from trying to be great. You can't help it that you suffer for trying to go to the next plateau. You can't help it that every fiber of your being, every fiber of your existence wants to win. You can't help it that you suffer from a severe case of aspiration, purpose, and dream chasing. That's the exact reason why you keep racing, because you're trying to catch up to your dreams. Because they won't do it. That has absolutely nothing to do with you. Some people have a problem for every solution. Some people don't believe that they can achieve at a high level. Some people are okay doing what normal people do, doing what average people do, doing just enough to get by. But that's not you. You have dreams, you have goals, you have aspirations, you have desires. And you are taking action to make all of your dreams a reality. They gotta go, because now it's back to the grind, because now it's back to the shine, because now it's back to getting after it, now it's back to going all in for what you said you wanted.
I need you to speak it one time. One time, that's it. I need you to say it one time. I need you to get it out in the atmosphere. I need you to say it so you can hold yourself accountable to what you said. Tell a friend so they can hold you accountable. But after you say it once, shut your mouth, go into the lab and get to work. Are you hearing me? Shut your mouth. Shut up. You didn't hear me say a million times I was going to speak for the NFL, but I'm in the NFL. You didn't hear me say a million times I was going to Australia. You heard me say it once, then I went in the lab and I got to work. Let me tell you something very carefully, because I'm tired of people calling me. I'm tired of people emailing me. I'm tired of people texting me and saying, E.T., it's not working, E.T. I'm grinding, E.T. I'm hustling, E.T. it's not working. Listen to me very carefully. You reap what you sow. Don't get it twisted. You reap what you sow. Now, if you don't see what you think you should see, understand that to grow a bush and to grow a tree, it take a little bit more time, boo. So yeah, you've been studying for 3 months. And yeah, you've been grinding for 1 year. And yeah, you've been hustling for 2 years now, and you're not seeing what you, but guess what? I told you before, you've been doing it for 2 years, but what were you doing the other 30 years? What were you doing the other 21 years? So it's gonna take time. But listen to me very closely. If you would get yourself in the lab, say it, write it down, look at it, but get in the lab, number one, and start working on it.
When you have an extraordinary mindset, you are determined to make the impossible possible. You are determined to make the unbelievable believable. You are determined to do more each and every day than that average person will do in a whole week. You are determined to do more in a week than an average person does in a month. You are determined to do more in a month than an average person does in a whole year.
Some of y'all, you lying to yourself. You say you want to be great. You say you want to get to the next level. You say you want to be dominant on that field. You say you want to go to the Final Four. You say you want to be a national champion. Listen to me. You say you want a promotion. You say you want to start your own business. But listen to me very closely. You talk too much. Shut up. Get in the lab and let's go to work. Go to work and do your work. Listen to me. Don't just go to work when you feel like it. Go to work every single day. Work on it every day.
I need you to put yourself in a position to shine. I need you to put yourself in a position to climb. I need you to put yourself in a position to redesign. I need you to put yourself in a position to redefine. And I need you to put yourself in a position to realign your alliance. If the people in your circle are average, we don't do average. We won't do average. I need you to have a CEO mindset. Champion energy only. You set them standards and you make each and every person that you come in contact with rise up to your standards. Do not drop down to their level.
Don't put your future into someone else's hands.
You're not going to feel the process all the time. You're not going to see it. Some days you're not going to want to write about it. You're not going to want to talk about it. You're not going to want to think about it. You're going to have migraines thinking about the sacrifices that are required to get to this next level. But just don't stop.
What if today was the day that success had your name written on it. Procrastination is the thief of destination.
Today, I want to remind you that you are not average. I want to remind you that you have what it takes. All you have right now is today. So give it your all. You've got this.
You miss the energy. There are no more tomorrows. And you have to live like today is the last day that you have a chance to achieve the things that you want to achieve. Today, not tomorrow. Stop looking back at what happened yesterday. Don't let that deter you. No fear, no doubt, no reservation. See, success is reserved for you. So what's your hesitation?
So if you've been doubting yourself, stop. If you've been doubting your abilities, stop. If you've been putting yourself down, stop. Because doubt is the enemy of progress.
You can get to a place in your life where you are so tired that you can hardly move. And they said if you look up, you can get up. And you can be so fragmented, so beat up, that you can't even open your eyes. And so every opportunity that comes, every person that comes, every wind of change that blows, your response is, I'll do it tomorrow. Man, I'll do it tomorrow. It can wait, it can wait. And that's because we've lost the urgency.
See, tomorrow is promised to no one. But you already knew that. This is your life. I need you to own it. It's got to start right now, this very moment.
You've got to be willing to put in the work when you feel like it. And you've got to be willing to put in the work when you don't feel like it. You've got to be willing to show up when you feel confident. And you've got to be willing to show up when you're feeling uncertain.
My future ain't at the game. My future ain't at the mall. My future is in me, giving every ounce of my soul, every ounce of my being, everything I got. No more tomorrows. Give everything you got today. There is absolutely no tomorrow. That needs to be your new mindset. That needs to be your new mantra. I need you to get it through your thick skull. No one knows what will happen tomorrow, but today you have to achieve more than you did yesterday.
So take action today. Go after your dreams today. Get out of your comfort zone today.
Come on, you gotta stop overthinking. Like, you're thinking this thing, you're thinking yourself out of it, and you're negotiating your path out of this obligation, this opportunity. This moment in time where you could really become something, really accomplish something. We've got to get to the place where we have non-negotiables. Like, yo, I'm not negotiating myself out of this. This is not a conversation I'm available for. I'm not going to keep thinking myself out of destiny, out of purpose, out of connection. I don't have time. I'm completely unavailable. And every single day, I'm living like it's my last. I'm putting it all on the table. There are things that you have been called to do that you have never done. And there are things that you have been called to do that no one on earth has ever done.
One day I'll do this. One day I'll do that. But that day will never come because you have not made the decision to get started. The choice is yours, one day or day one.
You see, everyone wants to be successful, but most people aren't willing to make the sacrifices required to go from average to elite. You can't keep doing what you've been doing and expect to get different results.
What do you want? What do you believe you were destined to do?
And then you gotta spend every single solitary day for the rest of your life going after that dream.
But it all starts with you. One day, or day one, the choice is yours.
There will be days when you don't feel like working towards your goal, but you can't make decisions based upon how you feel, because your results are based upon what you do.
This is your life, and I need you to leave a legacy. Stand up, stand tall in the face of it all, and go do what you gotta do, starting right now.
And when you think there's nothing left in the tank, look yourself in the eyes and say, I can, I will, I must.
In order to achieve the goals that you set for yourself, you're going to have to do three things. One, you're going to have to conquer self-doubt. I have discovered that simply changing your belief can change everything. Two, you're going to have to conquer your fear of failing. The people who ultimately end up getting what they want, they do not become discouraged or quit after experiencing a failure or a roadblock. They leverage that failure. They leverage that challenge. They leverage that rejection as a learning lesson. Number three, you're going to have to stop waiting for perfect timing. The perfect time is now. So instead of overthinking and overanalyzing, commit to using what you've got, using what you know, so that you can keep moving forward.
I'm talking about, you gotta think of everything you've ever wanted in your life. You have to think about what your father has gone through and what your mother has gone through. All of the pain, all of the trauma, everything you have experienced, the turbulence. You have to garner up all of that hunger, and you got to put it toward that goal. A dream without a deadline will become your nightmare, and that nightmare will haunt you for the rest of your life.
This is the day that you start doing the things that you need to do to arrive at your desired outcome. You know where you want to be. You know what you want to do. I could have took the easy route, but there is no easy route. So I need you to stop talking about it and be about it. This is the day. No more one day aisles. Let this be day one of the beginning of the new you. Death to the old you. Show the world everything that you got inside. Show the world that you can become something that nobody ever thought you could become. Prove your doubters and your haters and your naysayers wrong.
Your commitment to yourself, your commitment to your goals, your commitment to your vision must override how you feel. If you are under a tremendous amount of pressure right now, don't let the pressure stop you.
The nightmare is to reach our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, or even our deathbed, and to talk about everything we should have done. I should have done that. I should have invested in this. I should have made the relationship work. We sit around and talk about all of our shoulds. We talk about all the things we wanted to do, but never got it done. That's the nightmare. That's the nightmare that we all must avoid.
Make a decision, make a choice, and start right now. So you can look back and be so proud of yourself, and you can pat yourself on the back and say, that a boy, and say, that a girl. We got it done because we made the decision to get started.
Because when you want something bad enough, you're willing to wake up early. When you want something bad enough, you don't back down out of frustration. When you're waiting for everything to line up, all you're doing is holding up your progress.
And let this be day one, that you put one foot in front of the other and start to get things done, and let one day turn into two, and 2 days turn into three, and 3 days turn into four, and 4 days turn into a week, and a week turns into a month.
I want you to think about everything that you've been through, everything that has happened to you, and I want you to look yourself in the mirror And I want you to recite these three words. I made it.
Every single thing that you do, you are casting a vote for your future self. So don't wait to feel pain. Don't wait to get yourself in a place where you're desperate to take action. Because to really win, it's not a destination. To win is that constant striving and struggling for you to become your future self.
Do something today that your future self will fall madly in love with you for.
Sometimes you need to go find a mirror and tell yourself with tears in your eyes, I am the problem. Once we stop accusing everybody else for our inconsistency and our lack of execution, all of a sudden the world opens up. Drop the frustration.
Once you discover your why, I want you to spend the rest of your life, take your time, your talent, and execute. Many influencers and speakers will give you a grocery list of things you need to buy into in order to be successful. I'm going to give you three things. If you can just get these three things, then I wholeheartedly believe that the infection, the disease, the dysfunction of inconsistency will be literally eradicated out of your life. What's your why? You're going to need discipline to do what you do. And you're going to need perspective.
You might get tested today, but you were born with mental toughness to fight through. There is absolutely and never has been any give up in you. So a champion like you, you gonna do what you gotta do to make sure the day comes that you rewrite the history of your family, that you leave a legacy. Either you do what you should be doing right now so you can live like you wanna be living in the future, or you don't do what you should be doing right now. And I guarantee you, your future self will hate you for it.
Is it possible that the greatest thing you ever do in your life will be the person that you become? That every single day you have the opportunity with all of the decisions that you make to create a future self that is better than you, that is more courageous than you, that is someone that has achieved all of their goals and dreams and ambitions.
It's time to get out of the way. It is because of you that you are not where you want to be. You are the issue. It's you. Your issue is you. Every year we go through the same cycle. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to cut off all negative people. I'm going to be optimistic. Come on, we say all these things. 2 weeks later, everything hits the fan. If you study history, you will find that the men and women that turned the world upside down were the ones who got out of their own way. Your insecurity has been in the way too long. Your jealousy, your envy has been in the way too long. The fear you've been wrestling with has been in the way too long. Get out of the way!
I need you to do something today that your future self will thank you for. Don't you get it? Get busy living. Get busy giving all of you. Give the best of you. Not for you right now, but for the you in the future.
Please, please do yourself a favor and dispense with the excuses that you don't have time. Dispense with the excuse that you're not good enough. Dispense with the excuse that nobody will show up if I build it, that too many people are better than me. Drop out of the, I tried it last year and it didn't work. No, you didn't work. I get it. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of brokenness. We'll find a lot of trauma. We'll find a lot of empty places. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of failures. This must be the year that you are not defined by your history, but you fulfill your destiny. Why are you here? What were you placed here to do? Get to work.
Can you identify what has kept you broken? What has kept you broke? What has kept you defeated? What has kept you covered under the blankets of anxiety and stress and overwhelm? but you're trying to make business moves with people that don't think like you. They don't walk like you. They don't sacrifice like you. They're not willing to put in the blood, the sweat, the tears behind closed doors. A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. I need you to disappear for the next 30 days. What does that look like? 720 hours dedicated to the future. I need you to disappear for 30 days. Just 30 days. Can you walk away for 30 days? Can you silence the doubters for 30 days? Can you tell everybody to be quiet for 30 days so you can focus on you? Who you are today has gotten you as far as you're going to get. If you're going to get any further, you got to reinvent yourself. And if you're going to reinvent yourself, you've got to shut it down for 30 days.
I need you to pursue it. I need you to go get it, all right? I need you to go get it. Don't wait for it to come to you, all right? Greatness is not going to come knock on your door. There's some opportunity that's not going to come knock on your door. You got to go get them. Without even knowing you, if you're watching me, I already know you got something within that you wanted. I already know that. I already know you can. But my question to you young people this summer, will you? I already know what you're capable of doing, but my question is, will you reach your potential?
You've been too focused on who was not there for you and who did not believe in you and the people that just said it but didn't do it. You've been too focused on that. The trauma, the anxiety. And I'm wondering if you can begin to shift that focus in the next 30 days, if you can begin to shift that focus on what's working in your life, what's within your control and not what's outside of your control. What can you control? Who can you influence? The first person that needs to be influenced in your life is you. It's you. You can't lead anybody. You can't go anywhere unless you have awakened yourself on the inside to follow a specific plan. Write it out. I need you to disappear for 30 days.
Listen to me very closely. It is no shame in wanting to quit, all right? No shame in wanting to quit. Let me just real quick, let me be honest with you. Let me be transparent with you. I'm saying this stuff, this school stuff is killing me. Like, it's cramping my style. And I just, for a second, y'all, can I just be transparent? I was like, I can't stand school right now. I got one more stats class to go to be finished with my coursework for the PhD. And I'm telling y'all, I was like, I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to give up. It ain't no shame in thinking about quitting. It ain't no shame. It ain't no shame in getting tired. It's no shame in feeling burnt out. It's no shame. But the trick is, don't just think about it. Say to yourself, I got to rethink it and get this thought out of my mind. Why? Because the shame is in quitting. So if you thought about it, ain't nothing wrong with that, boo. Don't let that thought become a reality, all right?
Three words for you. Shut it down. We cannot have the future without revelation. We need to see how far we are from where we're supposed to be. Once you shut it down, you'll be able to diagnose. You'll be able to examine. You'll be able to repair the roads. You still keep trying to walk into your future fractured, broken, hurting. You need to walk into your future whole.
You can decide the quality of your life, all right? Listen to me. You are not a victim. Okay, nope, I can't decide how I was born. Nope, I can't say when I die. What you can do is you can control all that stuff in between.
And I know you're broken, and I know you're tired, and I know you're weary, and I know you're confused, and I know that you've got questions, and I know you're fractured, and I know you're bleeding in places nobody can see. But if you shut it down, you can heal. You're standing at the precipice, the edge of the greatest move in your life. And the time is now, like never before, to take a leap of faith. It takes faith to jump off of the edge. It takes faith to step into your purpose. It takes faith to step into your destiny. It takes faith to pull away from everything that is familiar, to step into uncharted territory, to become the person you were born to be. It takes faith. Can you disappear for 30 days? Put in the work. Examine what you've written. Think over the things you've discussed with people. Go through the process. Go through the mud. Inhale. Exhale. I know it's cold on the other side, but it's time for you to cross over because you're too comfortable.
Well, if you took on all the responsibility you could take on, and you faced everything that you needed to face, what would you be like? Who would you be? And how would the world transform around you? And, well, if the partial answer is, well, if I do that a little bit, things get a fair bit better, then the next question might be, well, what if you did that completely? And I don't think that's possible in some sense, right? It's like, you know, perfection is a horizon that always recedes, but it isn't obvious to me what the upper limit of that is. And
I mean, great literature tells you the great story of good and evil, always. It's good and evil against a background of chaos and order, always. And the evil characters are there to be bad examples, and the good characters are there to be good examples, or you see the interplay of those forces within a single person. And it's a reminder of who you could be. If you don't know who you could be, your conscience will remind you when you deviate, and then you can start to attend to that. Think, well, look, I'm actually ashamed when I do this. I should stop. Unless I want to be ashamed all the time, it looks like I should stop. And then maybe you stop doing that, and then your conscience objects to something else, and maybe you stop doing that. And as that happens, you start to develop a vision of who you could be. You're someone in an out-of-the-way place at a particular time and place. And for you, what that means is that make contact with the highest of values. You have to bring that down to your particulars and figure out how you do that. It's going to be a way that no one else does it, because you're the only one that's you. And but you can aim at something. And the point of the chapter is that you aim at something, and that will shape you as you move towards it. And then your aim will change, you'll move. But that doesn't matter. It gets you going.
Who are you? Or at least, who could you be? Answer: part of the eternal force that constantly confronts the terrible unknown, voluntarily. Part of the eternal force that transcends naivety and becomes dangerous enough in a controlled manner to understand evil and beard it in its lair. And part of the eternal force that faces chaos and turns it into productive order, or that takes order that has become too restrictive, reduces it to chaos, and renders it productive once again. And all of this, being very difficult to understand consciously, but vital to our survival, is transmitted in the form of the stories that we cannot help but attend to. And it is in this manner that we come to apprehend what is of value, what we should aim at, and what we could be.